Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 311, and it's just a rambling one before we lead into a proper one, chatting to Nick and Nathan after the game on Saturday, and then we're back for Ipswich. But it's been a long time, I haven't spoken to anyone, and I just wanted to catch up really. So bear with our ramblings, but it's good to be back. I've long since separated on field with off field. I find what Ineos led operations are doing is absolutely awful on many levels. The south stand, the hospitality and the treatment of season ticket holders with this grabble approach, which will we ever find out the answers, but fair play to Cheeses for chasing it. But my on-field mojo, look, United often keeps my head above water. So I'm always happy to be back. You want more? We know what we're dealing with at United. But I was, before the Belieber news earlier, looking forward to it. I think treading water is always a target and see if we can scab a cup. I've maintained that before his arrival. We needed someone else. But obviously he's had a bad year. But I like the way we've done business in terms of out of nowhere, all the in-the-know bollocks, and they've just done it. And I also like the fact that he's wanted to come for a serious amount of time, and we've obviously kept in contact behind the scenes. So he's 22. We don't know, but it'll be interesting to see what Carrick can do with someone who hasn't been in great form, but who's wanted the move, who has Premier League experience, which again we saw last season is massive. I think we'll see more from Mbeumo and Cunha. I think the World Cup did him the world of good. So I look forward to that. I'm in the minority here. I have never thought the left back is not the be all and end all. It's always been the midfield, and it's bagging a striker who can help out Sesko, let alone with Sesko's injury doubts. I think we've got Dorgu, Mazarahi, I think we've got Dalot. It's not ideal. Can we rely on Shaw to do another season? Probably not. But if he does, I don't think it's been the priority. I'd love to see Lewis Hall come. I think he's, again, on the ascendancy, Premier League experience, ticking the boxes. Yeah, we're not in for the Elliot Andersons, and we know why. But we've got to deal with realities. And I just think if we could get that extra body in. But for me, it's the goal scorer. Who's going to get us the goal from the bench? Who's going to, 10 minutes to go when we're drawing or losing, who's going to get us the goals? The Rashford thing has always been a marriage of convenience. It is what it is. Would we all want something? But you've got to deal with what you've got to deal with in front of you. So I have maintained, and I've said it before, that I think for a year, we'll see a better Rashford. I think longer than that, and it will go to pot. I think we're dealing with what is the circumstances in front of us. So I think with a marriage of convenience, it's not going to bother me. Look, just there's so much going on in all our lives. I hope you're all right. I hope that's what I care about, the supporter. You know, so I hope you've all been okay this summer. We've lost a good few Reds again. So you just got to think, you're here. I've avoided the noise this year. I've avoided online as much as possible because I really do realise it doesn't do my Swede any good. You know, like the anger, which some of it is justified. Some of it is born out of wanting a new toy. And then, you know, people who picked up the Glazer out baton will go back again. It's so many mix of people. Some mix of people don't even support United. You know, so it's just like, deal with what we can and deal with realities. That's why I say thanks to everyone who got us to this, our 40th season. How good is that? A fanzine gets to its 40th season. That's down to you. The sub campaign was so humbling. But if you moan about the corporate media and these tie-ups, the antidote today is spreading the news by the fanzines. As repeat, we'll keep making mistakes. Won't always get it right, but we'll have a fucking go. The United treatment of its rank and file just appalls me. It's long since, you know, I the saddest part of it is almost I'm disentangling myself, knowing the new ground and knowing my life led with United and know how little the suits care about us is I'm sort of going, I'm removing myself so that all I care about is the rank and file and they can just get to bloody... I didn't get the email because I'm shit at technology and I wouldn't know how to do half the shit. But for people to get in touch, so worried, and to United not have the courtesy to even apologise, and again, their crass ways of doing it, it's just bizarre. There's no other circumstances. We know this when preaching to the converted where they treat you like this. And the thing, the Ireland friendly and others this season showed how big we are, how massive, how the support in Ireland. And it's just, you know, an ongoing sadness that we got these owners and these circumstances. And also that Ineos, whom I never thought were saviours, but just that they feed on it more. And it's only going to get worse after the World Cup. Yeah, how's that for cheery thoughts? The weird thing is, like, because usually I'll be right, ready, right, new mag Saturday, but for the first time in 10 years, we're starting with an away game, which feels very odd. So back for Ipswich. I just think beat Hull, beat Ipswich, it settles the nerves down a little bit. This is a test on Carrick now. There are some who've got doubts. I've got mates who've got serious doubts. But let's see. I've liked the way it's been. No noise, you know, we've just gone about our business. There's no drama, you know, like it's calm. But at some stage, you need to like kick on from that a little bit and just be like, show your savviness. I really like the Tillemans deal. Again, like, yeah, you could argue the age and all that. But I think for this year, what he'll do, and it takes a little bit of pressure off Bruno. There's a bigger debate. I want him to stay. You know, I had a doubts a year ago. But what I wouldn't want United to go is going all flying in a daft Woodward-like deal and then a four-year deal. We've got to be very canny how we negotiate. And he has got 2 years. I mean, Bruno gets the arse about anything. But I can understand they don't want to go, right, we don't want to sell you, but we're not giving you anything extra for all you've done and the season you've just had. But there's got to be a little bit of the Ineos brutality to fans, to how they negotiate that. Look, I'm a Luddite fan. I love United. I love United winning. I want us all to be happy. We've got to admit the Woodward era was so shite that you've got to, you know, like, let's spend some money. Well, we did that with the likes of Anthony. So we have to be cannier in those terms. And we have to be in for good players. And when, you know, like, there'll be debates about Belieber, but you say, if you'd have said a year ago, we'd have all gone, yes. So let's see, you know, like, generally, when I woke up, to when I saw that news, I was like, yes, get in, like that. So I think the Ugarte injury obviously influenced things, you know, you can't dictate for that. That was a short seller. Please, Xerxes, okay, player, but, you know, he was all right in Ireland, but he's not Premier League, he's not United, to get that player, whoever it is, who will get you some more goals than he would. And I hope we pull someone else out of the bag. And the thing, like for Ipswich, a couple of Reds have got in contact, Mag, by the Mag. Ipswich will be their first game in a couple of years for different reasons, health, life. So you can't take that away. That's the bit where there's 76,000 with strands of all of us, excited, nervous, doom-laden, optimistic. But we're all there for different reasons. And you can't ever take that away. And that's the way it gets exploited. But that's why you can never tell me that I'm the little kid I always was, hoping Jesper Olsen will be player of the year. That you go for that first game and think, you dream a little bit. So calm the nerves down against Hull and Ipswich. Nobody stands still. And well, we haven't, other teams may have kicked on a bit more. It's not too much in what they've spent, it's who they've got. You've got to, you know, we know that the injury-prone players, and we've seen that with Mason Mount, that you'd be relying on them is just folly. So, but we need a lot of players to stay fit, because if we have players that break down early, that could be an issue. It'd be interesting to see if Tillemans also helps out defensively, and Manu, how he's dealt with the shit that he got at the World Cup, which is just fucking disgusting. As I say, like, aim for fourth and see where we can get to. Fair play, Luke, on the fans forum. Noble, as I've maintained for ages, the way we're treated, the whole of the fans forum, if they don't want to resign, you just go in that next meeting, you sit down, and then you get back up. Because there's got to be a point. When is it? You know, like, when is enough enough? And yeah, but I just want games to come here. So I suppose that's how it feeds the whole vulturism, doesn't it? But I just don't want doom at United. Calm the noise, win. Right, couple of hates. Live chat. You know, you can't speak to anyone proper anymore. So you go, they go, oh, live chat on the app or whatever. It actually burnt me off and said the live chat was too busy. What? Right, and the eclipse, yeah? Everyone got involved in that. I didn't see much. I didn't have the glasses. So I thought, ugh. Anyway, the BBC report later that night went, but the moon is moving a few centimetres away each year from the Earth. And in whatever million years, it won't be anywhere near here. That just blew my mind. And I got very like, that's Morgan Freeman film. And then fucking something's going to happen. That just freaked me out. What else? I've got some. Yeah. Sorry, people. I'm going on shit notes here. Let me pause this. Technology. Fucking hell. Yeah, it went away. And you'll be impressed with this. You know, I've got a phobia about fucking everything. Bridges and all that shit, heights. I did a zip wire, lads and lasses, and I was very proud of myself, but I wanted to show Albert that you can conquer your fears sometimes, and I was absolutely shitting it, asking him, is it okay, but I did a fucking zip wire, whoa, right, yeah, so you go away, and now you get machines to print out your luggage label, you know, like, and then put it round, so they've sacked everyone, so you have to do another aspect, because they've sacked everyone. Anyway, I took it to the thing and they said, you've not done it right. And I got a telling off. I got a telling off for me doing the job that someone used to do. Did my head in. Right, only our eyes can judge what is going to happen. So let's wait and see. Hey, let's hope, because we've always got hope and I've got that. Come and see, Mom. Anyway, Belieber wanted to come. I have felt pessimistic off pitch. Optimistic on pitch, and I'm staying with that. I think there's more to come off than Bremer and Cunha this season. There's pressure off Bruno. Please, no one fucking break down injured early on. I think, though not ideal when he's out for a couple of weeks, Belieber might just be good. So isn't that to go with? And avoiding social media is a good thing, people. I'm in the minority about a left back, but get Lewis Hall. You've still time to sub, people. There's still time to sub, to take the most of it. Come on, if you moan about all the modern ways, there's an ancient creaking up the fucking Reds way that you can support the mag. We'll be back for Ipswich in the usual places from about 2 o'clock. The podcast will do a proper one, Hull, where we speak to people. But I've kindly asked a lot of people to just give us their thoughts after this. So, yeah, I'm smiling. So that's nice, isn't it? That isn't to accept all the shit we deal with. But also, we've lost Reds. And the sadness of Webby, he's just been a cornerstone of my part of United, from Platts, from Hotel Football, even at United. He's just there. He was just always there. And the amount of stories, and a couple of people got in touch privately and just said they were going through stuff. And he'd messaged them, didn't know them. Some never met before, you know, apart from hello. And he said, come and meet for a coffee. And he helped him. And he sorted him out behind the scenes. Didn't give it the big one. That is testament to a man. And it will be very, very sad that someone, because the support in life is so much more important than all the rest of the noise to me, that someone who's such a part of United fan culture is no longer there, and my thoughts go to family and friends, because it's just sad. And all I can say is, like, a season approaches, just enjoy it, take care of yourselves. If you feel low, just come and have a chat with us. But just let's see where this goes, eh? Because Manchester United, despite all the shit thrown at us, is a great thing in our lives, and I can't wait to see you all. Take care of yourselves, people.
Hiya, Barney. Yeah, I'm feeling, it's Ian, I'm feeling pretty positive about United for this coming season. Mostly because I feel like we've lost the circus around the club for the time being anyway. I'm really pleased with the signings that we've got, but most of all, I was really pleased the way that they got Tillemans over the line. Not any speculation about it, just got the deal done and he's already playing for us. And I think looking really good, and you know, hearing people say he's not of a level, he's not what United should be signing, he's a vast improvement of what we've got at the moment and what we've had. And we've lots of people, me included, been saying for years, why aren't we picking off proven Premier League players whilst we're in this transition period? I still do think it's a transition period. I think we're going to have to give Michael, now that we've backed him, chance to keep the transition going, hopefully bring through some of these young players that we all want to see. I know I'm in the minority, but I'm pleased that Marcus is back. Obviously, some of that's going to be down to his attitude, but he's played a lot of games for us. Ultimately, he's a Manchester lad originally, played in the Champions League last year. And hopefully, if we can get a tune out of him, nobody was going to pay the money for him. I'm not sure we would have reinvested his money even if they had paid it. So why not take a look at him? Let's see what he can do, even if he's part of a wider squad. I've been to a couple of the pre-seasons, went to Finland and really enjoyed that. Went to Ireland, enjoyed that, apart from obviously the UK-based Leeds fans. But overall, I think we've done well across the pre-season fixtures. I think it's been another sign of the club being sensible, not sending us over to the Far East with loads of travel. And it all just plays into a very boring Manchester United summer that I'm all for. I just hope that if there is a bad run of results, that the circus doesn't start again. I think we've just got to stick by Carrick this season. If we can have a good run in some of the cups and we can make sure that we end up in the top four, then I think we've got to say it's a good season. I think with Carrick as well, everyone's got to recognise he is a young manager. He's going to make mistakes, but if we stick with him, you know, within two or three seasons, he could end up being one of the more experienced managers in the league that I'm all for. I think the hates of the summer for me, there's two hates of the summer: the stress and anxiety of the handling of the ticket situation, which people will know a lot more than me about. I wasn't involved in it, but it created a massive amount of stress, as I didn't want to go through that whole rigmarole with the club of having to prove the games that I have and haven't been to. I was worried that I was, because last year there was a couple of occasions that it hadn't picked up my ticket on games that I had been into, and almost had to prove by pictures that I'd actually been into the ground, which I just think is how can we trust the ticketing system when that's the situation. And the second one is a quick weekend away, European away, with the passport control ends up being an absolute nightmare. So up the Reds, hope everyone's well and had a good summer. Look forward to seeing you all at Old Trafford week after next. Cheers.
All right, Russell here with a quick contribution for the pod. In terms of transfers, obviously the two midfield signings have been made. Time will tell whether those have been good signings. Positive that they will work out well. Breaking news today is that Belabor's on his way. Got to be honest here, and that I haven't watched much of him at all, and I would hope that the recruitment team have done their homework there. My only concern is that he didn't play regularly for Brighton last season, and they didn't have a world-class midfield, so that is a slight concern. Hope it was just a blip, but and that's, I mean, there's got to be something about him if we're paying the money we are for him. And, yeah, I would trust the more informed recruitment team than myself on that one. So hopefully that will work out well. We'll obviously be done then with midfield signings. The only other change I can see or addition would be at left back. Can't see any 60, 70 million being spent now on Lewis Hall. If we were to get someone in, I think they are more likely someone like Anthony Robinson or Nico Williams, perhaps, who I think would be good signings, good competition for sure, who, as we know, has struggled to play two games a week. Can't see any other changes in the forward line, especially with, it looks like Rashford is staying. Not crazy about him being reintegrated in the squad, but if you believe what you read, it seems like his attitude's been positive since he's got back. And hopefully, if that's the case, then I suppose he could only add to the squad options. In terms of the season ahead, I'm not negative, not overly confident either. I'm just sort of somewhere in the middle. I think Chelsea and Liverpool will definitely be stronger this season. Chelsea without Europe, and I think Xabi Alonso is a good coach if you consider what he did at Leverkusen. I think if we struggle with the two games a week, that's obviously the big question mark. Newcastle struggled with it last season, ending up finishing bottom half of the table, trying to combine Champions League and league. So I can see us, worst case scenario, going down to eighth, ninth. Best case scenario, sort of consolidating third position. But I can see Liverpool and Chelsea challenging us for that position. In terms of hates of the summer, the train's being shit with the heat, and no test cricket, too much, well, not enough test cricket, too much of this T20 stuff that I'm not a big fan of, and also just the transfer bullshit. Can't really believe anything you read. United being responsible for every headline story these days. The two midfield signings coming out of the blue was refreshing, as is the Belabor news today. Hopefully we'll have a good season. Look forward to it anyway. Cheers.
Well, yeah, so here with my thoughts on forthcoming season. I am looking forward to the season, I really am. But I do every year. No matter what happened at the end of last season, I always think next season's going to be even better. On transfers, though, completely underwhelmed. There were lots of big names being touted about at the end of last season, the beginning of the transfer window, sort of before the World Cup. And those big names went to other clubs. I think we've ended up with Tielemans, who's a decent player. He's 29, experienced, but he is 29. He's only going to get older. And I think we've given him quite a long contract, so he'll be playing with his mid to early 30s, which I don't think is ever good. The other player we ended up with was Santos, who's a reserve player for Chelsea. Hopefully both of them will be able to do a job for us, but you know, I do think that the transfer window hasn't been as good as it should have been. I won't say could have been, as it should have been. We needed to do more. Need a striker. We've only got really Sesko up top. Interesting to see what happens with Rashford, but it's only Sesko, I think. We could have done with another left back at least. But hey ho, that's the transfer window. In terms of that, I've been asked to comment on my hate of the summer, and I just don't have one. The summer's been glorious. The weather's been absolutely fantastic. It's been so dry and so warm. I've loved it. There is a hate about it. If pushed, it's that the summer's ending. That's about it, because at this moment in time, it's lashing it down.
Not funny, Phil, with my thoughts on the upcoming season. I have to admit, I'm finding it quite hard to be optimistic. Which is a shame, because I thought last season and post-January there were obviously some big results, some big performances, and some great days out. And our final league position was should have been a source of optimism, but there doesn't seem to have been much ambition in terms of bettering that position. Or even solidifying that position. We've got a squad which hasn't changed much. The additions which we have made are fairly underwhelming. I'm sure Tielemans will be decent, but I would question where some of these players would get into world-class teams who are competing all the time for trophies, which is ultimately what we should be looking towards doing. And when I look at our squad, I'm not sure where we are in that respect. Hopeful that some of this doom and gloom improves when I see things happening on the pitch, but transfer-wise and sort of how it feels, it feels like more of the same, really. I think the lack of care for fans over the summer and the way people have been treated, which will be covered in the mag, I know, it just leaves a really sour taste as well. So there's lots of things that go on. I don't pay much attention to sort of pre-season games, and so really I've been left with this sort of real underwhelming feeling about the club as a whole, the direction in which we're travelling and who we are. I've been asked for a hate of the summer. A hate of the summer, I try not to do much hating, as you know, I've said it before, try and do lots of love, but I have got one this time. A hate of the summer is young lads wearing like full Nike or Monterex tracksuits, normally black, with like a ballet on, and probably doing a wheelie, but it's 35 degrees outside. Like, I have a near teenager and he stinks. Like, how is it possible that these kids wearing full outdoor sportswear and like mountain wear, they must be minging? I just don't get it. So yeah, like, have a shower, wear some shorts, wear something nice, try linen, try Uniqlo. That's the, yeah, give it a go, lads.
Afternoon, everyone. Come over to see me mum and dad. Just brought my dad out for a pint to his local, just looking at a picture of Dennis Law, George Best and Old Trafford on the wall around us. So Barney sent us some questions to look forward to the upcoming season. So, first of all, he's asked us, what do we think of the transfers? Now, I'm pleased with Tillemans. I think he's a good signing. I think we should have got him when he left Leicester. I'm pretty sure we were linked with him before he even went to Leicester. When he was a younger man. Santos, don't know much about him at all. And Belieber, I took a bit of notice, not last season, the season before when we was initially linked with him, and he looked like a cracking player. Last year, to be honest, I didn't see much of him, and what I did see, I was a little bit disappointed. So we'll wait and see. What do you think of the signing so far?
I'm quite looking forward to watching Santos. From what I've seen in pre-season, he's got a decent engine in him. Tillemans, goodbye. Should have got him years ago. I can't understand why they keep on going on about a left back. You've got young kids there, Amas for one. Give the kid a go. If it doesn't work out, then go into the transfer market. But at the moment, Luke Shaw's holding down a spot. But don't forget, you've got Champions League football.
What do you think we're missing then?
Striker, without a doubt. You can't just rely on Sesko. He's injured at the moment. Who are you going to play up front? And Mbeumo is carrying too much stress on him. I would
Rashford?
No, I still believe I think he should get rid of Rashford personally, but if they keep him, fine. He's got to toe the line and do a bit more work, track him back, putting the shift in.
I have missed out the first question. Barney says introduce yourself. So I'm Ginger Steve from Red News with my dad Paul. I still think we need a centre forward. I don't watch enough football to know who that centre forward is. The defence concerns me a little bit, if I'm honest with you. I think the keeper had a decent first season. He's a young lad and he'll get better. I just think the best defensive partnerships win the league. So we've seen the likes of Saliba and Gabriel last year at Arsenal. I think they were the best centre-half pairings. I'm not saying the best centre-halves, I'm saying the best pairing. Same with Bruce and Pallister, Rio and Vidic, Terry and Carvalho, Campbell and Traore when Arsenal won the league. I think we've got a group of good players. I think that the centre-halves that we've got at the club, Yoro, Heaven, De Ligt, hopefully he'll come back from injury soon. Maguire, Martinez, I think they're all great players, but I don't know which two of them are the best, and I don't know for certain which are the best two to have as a partnership. Yeah, I think that's somewhere that'll need addressing. What do you think we'll do this season?
I think top four if you're lucky. I think don't get overexcited with winning the Premier League, because I don't think that's going to happen, not this season.
I just want to affect it. I just want to be there or thereabouts, and a trophy would be nice. European Cup would be nice this season.
Well, I think they put all their eggs in the basket and just stick round for the Champions League. I've just got a sneaky feeling Champions League.
Well, that's what the Glazers have done in the past, haven't they? Mm. Which we go on about hates, and you sort of mentioned it before, so you was moved. Your seat for Donkey's years was in front of the
dugout.
Was it the home?
It started off as from the away part of the dugout. Then United changed over.
Yeah.
So that's where I was.
Sorry, that I know you say every season that you're gonna bin it off, but you decided to rename, and I know they moved you last season. Go on, what was you gonna say?
Well, they've moved us to the next block on the left, and they've moved us from where I was, from the behind the dugout, moved us to the next block on the left. Now half of that block have been taken again for what you call them,
corporate.
So I can see at the end of the season this year, they do the same where I'm sat now, they'll move us again. So if they do that, there's like a lot of season ticket holders there are going to attempt to shove it because they don't want loyalty. It means nothing.
What about Radcliffe? I know you've always had a lot to say about him.
He's a pillock. It comes from Failsworth. No, not for me. Probably wouldn't know how to get the bus from Failsworth. I grew up in Failsworth, so
did you ever he's my age. Into him?
Never seen him. Never even heard of him. No man seeing him.
Right, my hate of the week is the Oaks Park ban. It's currently pissing it down. It pisses it down for 11 months of the year, and as soon as it stops raining for 2 weeks, you get an Oaks Park ban. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. Anyway, hope everyone's had a good summer. See you in a few weeks. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Ben here, without Zayden, because he's at the Manchester United Foundation summer camp. But yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing with the belabour news, Barney. I think it's somebody that we need. I'm happy with the price, to be fair, mate. You know, I know he had one, they didn't have a really good season last season, but, you know, the summer before he was a 100 million quid player. So to get him for a fraction of that price is quality. To get him for like 60 odd million, you know, if it's going to be around that sort of mark. I think it's a brilliant bit of business. I think that strengthens our midfield completely. And he's still young as well, 22 years old. I thought he was older than that, me. So you have to look at the age profile. Yes, between you, that sort of, when you're in them sort of age groups between 20 and 24, I think your performances could go up and down a little bit. You might have the odd season where you're not quite on it. So I believe it's a fantastic signing. I know he's got a little bit of an injury. Somebody said he might not be available to September, October time. But, you know, I'm happy with it, mate. Absolutely buzzing with it. So I've definitely got no complaints. Better late than never, some people might say. Could we have pulled this trigger earlier on in this window? Maybe they were just trying to find out how bad this ankle injury is. Maybe, I don't know. How about feeling about the transfers in particular? Yeah, not too bad, really. I think we definitely need a left-back. We need a left-back more than anything, I think, in the striker. I'd have moved heaven and earth to get Danny Welbeck here. I cannot believe we let him go to Chelsea and not at least put in a challenging offer, because it'd have been your perfect backup striker to Benjamin Sesko. You know, experienced, Premier League experienced, you know. But people know my feelings on Danny Welbeck. I've been banging that drum for 2 or 3 years, but unfortunately he's gone to Chelsea now. We still need a striker. We definitely need a left back. As much as Luke Shaw had a great season last season, I think the AC Milan pre-season game sort of put the heebie-jeebies off me a little bit, mate, you know, is in terms of we need a left back. I like Harry Amass, but I don't think he's quite ready yet. In fact, I think he should be loaned out. If we don't bring another left back in, he should be kept around the first team, just in case Luke Shaw. Yes, Dorgu could play there, but I think we see him more as a left winger now. But if, say, I don't know if it'd be Lewis Hall, but, you know, whoever may come at left back, I still potentially would maybe loan Harry Amass out for a season, just in case your new left-back cover doesn't work. Unless it is Lewis Hall and that he's your number one target, then I would look to sell Harry Amass on. But we shall see. But as I said, we need a striker, mate. And just to quickly finish off, my hate of the summer. Mate of the summer, mate. I think it's been a brilliant summer, to be fair, but my hate of the summer is the standard of driving on UK roads, mate. Unbelievably bad. And I must say this is my hate of the week all the time, but cab drivers, Uber drivers, just, I don't want to swear because I've done well for not swearing, but they make my blood boil, mate. Absolutely make my blood boil in terms of how they drive on the road. And I think they own the fucking road that I have sworn now. But, you know, just roll on. Roll on Saturday. It's my birthday on Saturday. Me and Zayden are going to Hull to watch United. Can't wait. Roll on Ipswich at home so I can finally see you, Barney, and get a good Barney hug, a big Barney hug. And really looking forward to the season. get a striker in, get a left back in before the window slams shut in September, and we're looking good, I think.